Hello and welcome to today's podcast. It's your host, Unokuhle Khumalo, commonly known as Miss K. And today's podcast is all about dating in your 20s. So as someone in my 20s and currently dating, I'm a bit curious just to know like what other people are experiencing in their dating lives. This doesn't always have to be people in like serious formal relationships. It can be single people, it can be people in vibes, and I'm just curious to hear what you guys go through, whether we are all going through the same problems or same happy moments. So I know it's also a bit hard to ask your friends sometimes, especially because you don't want to create a bad name for your partner. So you can't always be going with the same issues to your friends, because your friends build up this wall and it just becomes so difficult to actually have your friends and your partner merge, type of thing. Also, I just think that this will create some sort of community for us just to talk about random things. Doesn't always have to be about dating. Today's one just happens to be about dating. But I mean, we will be talking about all topics under the sun. Anyways, so I asked a few people across my Instagram and Twitter, and I got multiple responses. Thank you so much, guys, to everyone who contributed, everyone who sent a message or a voice note. Thank you so much. If you do want to contribute to my future podcasts, I would advise you to follow me on my Instagram so that you don't miss out. My handle is @Nokuhle_Khumalo, or you can just search my name. You'll find me. Okay, now that I'm done plugging myself, let's get into it. Okay, so dating in your 20s is so weird because there's a fine line between it's just for fun and, ooh, this could be serious. And it's a lot different from what our parents experienced. I mean, we have social media. We're going through a damn pandemic, guys. And there's also unemployment. So we are facing unique problems that need unique solutions. Just as an overarching statement, whatever I say today, whatever happens, whatever you're going through, just remember to be kind to yourself and to your partner. Remember, there's no perfect relationship and you just need to find what works for you. And to the single people listening, please don't feel like this excludes you. I was actually really hoping to hear from you, but I think my title might have been misleading. So I got more contributions from people who've gone through like dating issues. But I mean, I really do believe single people have a really strong opinion because they're so unbiased, unlike people in relationships like myself who tend to project. You know, when you're giving people advice, you tend to project and you tend to think of what would I do if I was in that situation. So guys, you know, let's just have fun. Let's talk. So just as a heads up, I have sped up or slowed down certain voices. Therefore, do not try to decipher who's speaking. Do not try to decipher who's talking about their relationship. I promise you, you will not figure it out. This is meant to be anonymous, just that people can share their stories and share what they've gone through so we can also learn from it. All right, guys, now that I'm done with all the formalities, let's go.
You are listening to Ask Miss K.
Okay, so submission one. I'm 21, I have never dated. I'm just finishing university and I just can't wait to see what the world will bring. Any advice / comments for someone like me, hoping to go into corporate, never dated, never kissed anyone? Okay. So this is tough for me to respond to because, I mean, I personally have not been through your situation. But from what I've seen and from what I've gathered from, like, people around me, I really do think that if you put yourself out there, you can find it. It's just obviously going to be a lot harder because you'll notice that a lot of people come from university with partners. You know, a lot of us are dating. We are in secure relationships. So we're just here to work. So you need to somehow navigate and find the people who are also searching, because I promise you, you're not the only one. My only worry is that you might find like a work husband who is just trying to play you. They have a spouse or a partner or whatever. They have a solid relationship on the side, but they're just looking to have fun in the office. And I don't want you to catch feelings over a bit of banter in the office. So you just need to be cautious of that. You know, don't read into things that aren't there. But what I would really, really recommend for you is for you to go to social events. So companies usually host social events, usually once a quarter or once every 6 months. Go to those, socialize. If you drink, drink, but don't get drunk. Okay, no one wants to get drunk at work. But go to those social events and meet people, because you don't know, your person could be there, you know. But also do not limit yourself to the office. I know a lot of people actually don't date within the office. It's kind of like an unwritten rule. You don't shit where you eat. So if you can, actually try branch out. Try not to date people that you work with, because when things end, because usually they will. And I mean, I'm sorry to sound so cynical, but if it's your first relationship, I'm like almost 90% sure that you will not marry this person. You will break up and you will find someone else, because it is your first. You know, you're not going to make the perfect choice day one. I mean, I guess you could. I mean, that's why I said 90% and not 100. But, you know, if you guys do break up, I don't want you to be in an awkward situation now where you can't go to work or you can't work in certain teams because your ex is there. So try branch out. Go on lunch dates, meet people who are dating. You know, like, people who are dating often know people that aren't dating. So like, go to braai's. If your friends invite you to braai's, go to them. You never know, there could be someone at that braai that you could get along with. But just put yourself out there. And guys, I'm gonna say this now and I'll say it again. Tinder. Do not sleep on Tinder. Tinder is a really great app. That's where I met my boyfriend. It's a really great app because at least you know that I like you and you like me, so let's do this. Of course, it does have its like pros and cons. Like, I know some people just use the app just to like find people to sleep with, so I would ask you to be very cautious about how you navigate that app. But yeah, don't stress, you'll find your person. There's no rush.
Hi Nogutle. So I hope you're good. I'm good. I'm in love, actually. I'm only 20. I'm a 20-year-old. I've been in a relationship for about two years. Yeah, 2 years. I was in matric when I met this guy, and all was cute. We were still trying to get to know each other. So it wasn't anything serious, when it wasn't anything exclusive. December 2018, he tells me that he's kind of still seeing someone, but the relationship is not as, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but he was just like, he's not as into her as he was before. And she was just someone that he used to spend time with because that was just the lifestyle he lived.
Ma'am, you are an accomplice to cheating. There's no way. You know, like, if your person is no longer into their person, then they must break up. And then you guys must start dating. What he's doing right now, you are probably the popeye in the situation, because he's telling you that, oh no, we used to vibe, but we're no longer together. Well, then does she know? Like, let her know as well. Because the fact that you know about this, I truly wonder if the main girlfriend knows that you're also in the picture. You know, so men are really quick to tell you as the side chick about other women, but they won't tell the main about the side. You get me? So just be very careful about how you structure your relationship, especially because it's been 2 years now, and I'm a bit worried, because 2 years and you guys are still, there's still someone, there's a third person. Unless if you guys go into a polygamous relationship, you know, he must be very upfront. Is he a polygamist or what? And also, are you willing to know that you can't call your man at whatever time, you can't text him whenever, you know, you literally have to send him a text and be like, hey, can you talk? And yeah, I don't know about you, but I do not like feeling policed around my relationship. So you need to have a talk and actually just decide, are you dating? Are you guys vibing? Is there someone else? Is this a three-way relationship? What's going on?
So that's just the life that he's lived. He's moved from girl to girl. Always had multiple girls at once because of, you know, past experiences with the relationships. When he decided to be loyal, girl was just like, no, I'm not having it. So the girl, he's had girlfriends cheat on him. So now he's let that pain become how he does things.
I really hate childish people, hey? I hate people who think that heartbreak only ever happens to them. Because, guys, if we're being honest, we've all gone through heartbreak. We've all had someone hurt us. I mean, some of us were hurt in, like, high school and like, first year of varsity and stuff. But we've all been hurt. But now, if we all operated on that, I've been hurt, so let me hurt other people, then we'd all be, like, broken. And, I mean, it just, like, it takes away from your relationship, because now when you are divided, you are always going to have your heart split between multiple people because you don't want to be the fool. It's like that song, I don't know if you guys know that old song, Who's Fooling Who? Are you fooling me or am I fooling you? Who's fooling who? Are you fooling me or am I fooling you? I know my dad listened to that song. But it's just like, that's not a healthy way to have a relationship, because now the whole time you're just thinking about, oh my word, is there someone else? And everything you do will show that you are doubting yourself. Even when you want to buy someone a gift, you're like, but do I really want to spend so much on someone who's not fully mine? Or you want to, I don't know, cook a mean breakfast, and it's like, what if he's comparing my breakfast to the other woman's breakfast? So it's just, you're really hurting yourself. And I don't think you should allow men or anyone actually to tell you that, you know, I've been hurt, so this is why I do what I do. If he really thinks that he's hurt like that, he needs to go and get counseling, because then he might actually be mentally or psychologically affected by what happened. But honestly, no, it's a no. It's a hard no from me. Next submission is, I wanted to ask if it really works, Lando, of not wanting to settle for less. I mean, I'd like to go on dates, to be the only one that my man is seeing, to get his attention, to feel like I'm one of his priorities now. I truly believe that you should not settle for less. I really do believe that if a man wants to, he will. But also now, make sure that you are asking the right people. You know, you can't ask someone who doesn't have the resources or capacity to do things for favors. Like, if you know that you want a Louis Vuitton bag and you want to go to a restaurant every single day, then please don't date a student, because you are now adding unnecessary pressure to that man. Now he has to panic and basically ask for so much pocket money just to please you. But with that being said, I'm not saying now just because someone is a student you should accept bare minimum. Like, if you want to go on a date, you want to dress up and look pretty and take pictures, because we all want to do that, guys. We all see people on Instagram going on beautiful dates at beautiful places. We all want that. I mean, you know, and it's okay. So tell them, and if they can't, then I mean, just, you know, you're asking the wrong person, and then just leave it. Leave them. And with these dates, guys, it doesn't have to be every single week you're going on a date. Let's be realistic. These dates are sometimes expensive, and sometimes it's not even about the food. It's about the logistics. Getting to the place is expensive. I remember when I was still studying in Cape Town, the nice restaurants were usually in Stellenbosch. So getting to Stellenbosch was like 300 rand, and then back another 300. So that's 600. And you haven't even eaten. You haven't chosen an outfit. You haven't put on any makeup. 600 rand down. So, you know, maybe you could do it once every 2 months. But when you do it, go all out so that you do not complain about it. Yeah, but just talk to your person and let them know that that is something that you like. That is something you'd like to do. And if they really, really are not keen and they're not interested and they're not helping you, then leave. You shouldn't suffer. This is so basic. This is a basic thing. So just leave. It's not like you're asking for, you know, the new Louis Vuitton bag. No, just leave. But also, don't give away too much of your power. Don't be super dependent on a man for your happiness. Don't be super dependent on your partner to do things. If you really want to go do a date night, go with your friend. You know, go with your friend. Go alone. And I say go alone, but you know, I really hate going out alone. I can't even eat in restaurants alone. I just feel awkward. I feel like everyone can see that I'm alone, and I think I also like talking, so I always have an urge to talk, and I find myself eavesdropping, like, with other tables, just listening in on the conversation. And I think the one time I actually responded, like, I gave my input. And yeah, luckily I was sitting next to nice people, so they didn't really see it as me eavesdropping. But yeah, if you can do solo dates, go for it. Ask the waiter to take a picture of you, put on your nice dress, your heels, your makeup, just go for it.
So after Anje, my 20th, I meet Lokailo, ne? He's like 6-7 years older than me. I start dating, I say Jolanje. These two are bad jola. Cause it is so known with Nasekaya. My mom knew Nagoba futhi it because umawaki usunta no ma. Yeah, well. So babe banalo chats na nani because ngangishuminu zinghaba no ba wagaba. And then on my birthday, he buys me the perfect gift there. So I'm saying, my birthday is on April. Yeah, it's July. Né? July. So now he set the standard, like, high. Yeah, but on birthdays, we go all out. I guess so July in Dimlo. I go waxing, you know, I just go all out. Me, Nasaiti. And then I prepare dinner. I buy, mind you, I work on a month gift. Roughly like 3K. Né? I'm a student, mind you. I just prepare everything. How? Shayo 7. I will get phone. No, I'm coming out. Get relaxed. Show past 9. I'm just like, what the fuck? I got a look. I'm going to get champagne. I'm going to get phone. I don't know why. I'm going to get shit drunk. And I'm going to get a song. I'm going to get a song. I'm going to get a song. I'm going to get a story. I'm going to get a song. It's okay, sure. And then, like, 2 weeks later, my cousin posted our picture, ne? Was posted. How will comment about Willow Angst and screenshots? Like, I bought into Taraban, Lena. Did I not go crazy? I'm just like, how am I? So, la poga bang, so the story in jail. Mina, Sitlanis, a year, Sitta, a year, Sitjolana, Yena, or Sitjana, 3 years. I, okay, Avelange, Ads Kanjena, Ed, this is Kanje, and Angazin was with one and I. I thought she knew. I'm just like, nigga. He pulls a card out in Gintana no mabil. I mean, like, it's 2019. Who the fuck still says that Gintana no mabil? I couldn't believe it. And I've been single ever since. Pele unyaga manj. A year, because I'm just like, undeasy, guys. No matter how public you are with someone, no matter how private you are, you always get fucked over. I'm just like, what the hell?
Lol, can I just say, before I even get into it, I am so happy that you chowed that champopo, like, and you drank it, because honestly, you shouldn't really wait for umuntu just before you enjoy your money. Yo, haibo, okay, this is a tough, it's actually not tough. I mean, you did say that you guys have broken up, so I'm glad that you know, you were able to detach from the person. But yo, guys, there's just so many things that are coming through from this. Like, firstly, the fact that both your families knew about your relationship just goes to show, ukuthi, just because you know the mom, it means nothing. Like, you know, amadoda and their families will literally make you a popai. And I always say this because I know like people who get excited and would say, oh my word, I met their mom, or I'm having supper at their home. And I'm just like, hey, do you know families? Do you know families? We literally smile for everyone. And I really do hope that, like, none of my future squeezers are listening to this. But we really do smile. Like, it's none of our business. We don't know what your arrangement is. So, mangena umuntu siyahleka. So never ever think we go to show gendota because you met the family. Another thing, being public, I completely understand you and I completely hear you. You know, you saying that you guys were public. I mean, there were parts where you also mentioned that even when you went to Cubana, like people would know that you guys are together. And I mean, because you are from Peter Maritzburg. So guys, I have chopped off certain parts of the voice note because it was long. I mean, I didn't want this podcast to be 500 hours long. But yeah, so Anonymous did mention Guti, they're from Peter Maritzburg. And Peter Maritzburg is very small. So you literally know who's dating who, type of thing. Yeah, but even if people know that you guys are dating, it means nothing. You know, that's your personal business. As Nindaba, like if someone wants your man or someone wants your girl, they will get them. Obviously if your person is weak, but like they will still pursue them. And I actually know people who deliberately pursue people in relationships. You know, I remember seeing a tweet about how people become so much more desirable when they're unavailable. So basically, umuntu othathiwe is more attractive than a person who is single. And I do believe that that is a thing, because do you know how many people come into various DMs, my DMs, someone else's DMs, saying, oh my word, I really, really want you, blah, blah, blah. But when you're single, babes, it's the Kalahari Desert. No one is talking to you. No one is trying to slide in, because angazi, it's like being single repels people. But yeah, I'm really, really sorry that you had to go through that, and it's so embarrassing, especially because you only found out that he was cheating when your cousin posted on the Instagram, and then people were like, Aibo, this is so and so's man. Despite there being red flags, you know, him not coming home on his birthday to spend the birthday celebration with you, obviously looking back now we can see that it's a red flag. But to be honest, when you're in the relationship, when people give you excuses, you kind of want to take them. And sometimes the excuses aren't even that legit. They're not even that good. You know, people really suck at like lying. But sometimes you want to preserve the relationship so much that you're willing to take whatever excuse. It's like, I know unamanga lona, but whatever. Let's keep it moving. I'm not willing to lose my relationship over this incident. So yeah, it is a really toxic thing that we have, you know, allowing so many red flags to go past. But I mean, I'm sorry. I'm happy that you're out of it though now. Hopefully you do find someone who does appreciate you and does treat you like a queen. Don't lose hope. And also, I know you said you're single at the end. I hope you're actually going to allow yourself to heal so that you can find someone else. Yeah, I'm really bad. Like, I mean, I actually can't remember. Like, I don't know what the longest time of being single has been. Like, I'm always on to the next one. So I'm really, really jealous that you have this opportunity to have a breather, to think about what you want, who you want, instead of just jumping from one relationship to the next, because that also does hurt you in the process. Okay, our next submission is, so my boyfriend and I are in our 20s and he is 3 years older than me. We've been dating for almost 4 years now. The problem is I am working and he isn't. In this type of situation, what happens with finances at this stage? I don't mind sharing, but I feel like I'm giving a lot and not receiving as much as I should too. I don't get spoiled as much as I'd love to. I sometimes cannot spend money on me because then he'll say I'm buying a new pair of shoes while he doesn't have shoes, for example. Everything little that requires money, he just says he is broke. I'm not entirely free. I should be spoiling myself rotten because I work really, really hard. Two jobs and school as well is a lot. So in terms of finances, how should I go about it? I don't want to be a mom. I want to be a girlfriend. And this is such a sensitive topic to bring up. Also, does this count as abuse? So I had to give this one like quite a bit of thought, because I'm just like, it's so hard because you don't want to now... you don't want to neglect your person just because they're going through a financial slump. But you also don't want to play a caregiving role, you know. You are also young. You are 20. You are working, so you should be enjoying your money. But instead, you're literally running a whole damn household. But also, I don't really know the dynamics. Like, are you guys living together? Are you paying for the groceries and the rent? Or is it like you're just paying for activities that involve the two of you? And when he goes out with friends, like if they go drinking or whatever, who's paying then? Or are you also giving him pocket money for that? If it is that, then that is really, really abuse, because now you basically have to split your money between two people. I just want to say that you need to talk to him. You need to let him know that you're not enjoying this. You know, you love him and you want to be there for him, but it's also getting quite hard. And you don't want your love to be dampened by this financial slump. If possible, you can even ask him, can we take a break? Just so that we can find ourselves. I know I love you and I know you love me, but can we just take a break from each other? I just need to breathe. And if he doesn't really understand that, and if he gets defensive, which I'm pretty sure he will, because basically he's not just losing a girlfriend, he's also losing his sole provider, then, you know, then maybe he's not the person for you. Maybe you do need to call it quits. You are quite young and you are still in school and doing two jobs. And that's another thing. How are you at school and doing two jobs and he's just lounging? It doesn't make sense to me. And that also goes back to this shame that men have. Men don't really like to work small jobs. You know, they have so much pride, and it really frustrates me because you'll find women doing so many things. For example, a woman will be selling Avon, will be selling Herbalife, will have a YouTube channel, will be a waitress and all of that, and a man will just chill. You know, he'll just chill and be like he's broke, and that's it. So that really does frustrate me, because you are putting yourself out there, you're tutoring, you're a receptionist, and a man will just chill because his pride, what will his boys say if he's doing this and that? And it is like, oh my word, so now mina ke mina ngifela my boys, you know? So nje, sis, no. I'm saying it's no. That is definitely abusive, and you are very young for that, so no. I know you love him. You've been dating for 4 years, but yeah, 4 years is long. And also, how long have you been in this financial slump? Just think about that. Has it been from the word go? Has it been from year two onwards? Like, majority of your relationship, have you been the sole provider? Because also, I know we all want to be there for our people during like their struggling times. You know, everyone wants to be that rock that someone held onto. You know, behind every successful man is a successful woman type of thing. But I just want you to remember that amadoda awakhonfemeki. Literally, you can be there for someone through their darkest days, and then suddenly when there's a glimmer of light, they are gone. You know, and it also comes with that pride of theirs, because no one wants to be with a woman who always have a hold over him. So if you are now supporting him and now you're starting to count things, you know, you've been paying for this for so long. You've basically paid for the whole relationship. No man wants to be reminded ukuthi he was poor, he couldn't pay this, he couldn't pay that. So he might actually just leave you. As soon as he like makes his money, he might leave you and go find someone else that doesn't have a hold over him, because that way he can still be his masculine self. He can hold up his patriarchal views. Whereas if he tries to say, "Ay boy, mina indoda phela la," you can easily say, "Kota koka ba," you know. I'm not saying that you would do that, but I'm just saying that's how some men do think. But yeah, I'm really, really sorry about your situation. It's unfortunate, and it's very stressful, and it's hard. It is very hard, and I know a lot of people might be going through similar things, and that's why women now usually tend to date like slightly older men, because yeah, our society is also not really progressive in terms of unemployment is so bad that you will find yourself working and your partner might not be working. But in that situation, if that's the situation where someone is applying, someone is trying to find a job and they're just struggling, then it's a different case. But not if someone is lounging, not if someone is just happy and they're comfortable with where they are. But also, where are his parents? Where is his family? Like, I'm confused.
You are listening to Ask Miss K.
So my dilemma is dating. I'm currently in a relationship, and the biggest thing for me is we both still live at home and we don't wanna keep it there, but we both wanna move out. So would it be like, it's just hectic thinking, Uguti, do we both want to move out and rent at the same time? Or once you just move out and we'll see each other or something? Tricky.
Okay, so this is a nice problem. I mean, it's like we have the finances to move out, but we're not really sure if we want to. Firstly, I would say no to keep it. Like, do not cohabit. Do not go and rent together. Like, your first apartment should not be with your partner. You need to have that experience of living alone, just so that you know what you are like, you know, outside of home. And also, coming from that topic where I was just talking about that man who was sponging off of that other woman, I don't want to find you in that situation now where you guys are fighting over rent, you're fighting over who's paying more for groceries. So I'd rather you didn't cohabit immediately, like after living from home. So for those who don't know what kibita is, it's basically living together in an apartment, but you're not married. It's cohabiting. I would suggest that you both move out of home. And if, you know, it's expensive to just rent by yourself, maybe find a friend or find someone to rent with, but not your partner. And I'm saying not your partner because you still need your space, and also you don't want to complicate your relationship. I don't know how new your relationship is, but you don't want to complicate it. I know so many couples that lived together during lockdown and they either walked out super strong, but majority were like over, they broke up, because living with someone is not the same as visiting them for a weekend. So try to live like outside of home. That also gives you freedom to go and see your person whenever you want. It's not like at home where you have to report, okay, I'm coming back, okay, I'm going to sleep over, and now I don't know if your parents know that you're dating, or you have to lie and say, I'm going to sleep over in my friend's house, I'll be back tomorrow. That time you know you're going to your man's house. Whereas if you live alone, you can literally just go in and out as you please. So I'm all for you moving out, but not with your partner. No, not yet. Not yet.
Hello. So first of all, before we go anywhere with the question and point of discussion, Nogohle, Mogel, I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of everything that you're doing. You are achieving, and you are doing so well, and it's such a pleasure to watch you, such a pleasure to watch you grow, and to watch each of your babies grow as well. That's, and before anyone jumps the gun, by babies I mean the podcast, your YouTube channel, everything, it's a pleasure to watch that grow. Those are your children for now. Now down to the nitty and the gritty. I wouldn't say it's a question, but more point of discussion that maybe it'll be interesting to hear from you about it. I am a human that likes to live life. I like to live life well. And I know what I want to do. I know what I have to do, and I know what I want to do in order to live that my life well. So ambition and drive is something that intrinsically resides inside, hence the word intrinsically, but it lines my body. Succeeding, pushing for the best, that's who I am. Determination should be my middle name. Now put that into the dating game, there's a couple of breaders, there's a couple of man them that don't like that, or they feel intimidated by that. So how do you navigate that? I know what to do, but it'll be interesting to hear what you think as well. But I think in addition to that, what do you do when you want more than the other party? Because there's some people that could be amazing, but they're okay with where they're at. And I don't want to call it mediocrity, because that's subjective, isn't it? They might not call it mediocrity, but they might think that's it. So that's my question or discussion point.
Sawubona in it. Thank you so much for the compliment. I really do appreciate it. And I'm also really excited to have, you know, international people on this podcast. Podcast. I'm so impressionable. I've already changed my accent to podcast. Anyways, just on your point of discussion rather, I hear you, and I think that's where you need to decide if you are dating just for the sake of dating, or if you do see this person in your future. Because if you are, you know, looking at long term, looking at a life partner, looking at someone to marry, if that's what you want, and raising kids even, you need to realize that just because you like someone or someone has a nice personality, that will not be enough to build you, that will not be enough to maintain the goal that you have in your mind. So if you are just having fun, then that's fine, you know, go for it. Don't complicate things. But if you are really, really trying to find someone who will be there for you when you are down, someone who will motivate you when you are embarking on new projects, I do think that this will be a deal breaker. Yeah. Because yeah, it's hard to say that other people are mediocre, and it's hard to say that they are not as ambitious as you are. But it's a common thing. It happens. We all have different goals. We all have different things we want to achieve. So if you feel like you are not aligning with your person, then, you know, it is something you need to discuss. And if he or she is happy with where they are and where they're going, then you should not impose your own views. You should not impose your own goals on them. So, for example, if someone is happy with, you know, getting a stable job and working from home and all of that or whatever, you should not come now and impose and be like, oh, you should be an entrepreneur, or you should open a business. Why aren't you opening a business? Because that's not in them. That's not intrinsic. Like how you said ambition lines your body, maybe working a 9-to-5 lines their body. And I mean, it's okay, you know, different strokes for different folks. There is no right or wrong in life. But there will definitely be a right or wrong for you as a person. So do not be with a person that doesn't inspire you, that doesn't push you, that doesn't support you, because you are going to now start hating them for things that they haven't done. You are going to start hating the person they are, but liking their personality. I don't know if that makes sense. Basically, the personality will not be strong enough to outweigh the places where you believe they are lacking.
This number first WhatsApps me, and the number's just, I mean, the person's just like, stay away from my husband. And I'm like, who the hell's your husband? You know, I have no knowledge of dating someone's husband. Stay away from my husband. So I ignore the WhatsApp messages and I block this number on WhatsApp. And then it calls me. And then she's just like, yes, I don't know. He's my man, and you're not the only side chick he has. I'm the main chick, so please stay away from my man. And I'm just like, oh, okay, sure. Fight your phone. I can. Zashinta lapo gizindo. All sisters. The girl decides to. I don't know if you know what that is, but I'm just gonna assume that. I'm just gonna explain it. So it's like something that you take something. You don't even need someone's belonging. You just basically putting a spell on them. I don't know how it was supposed to work. So it affected him physically. And the end result of it was supposed to kill him. Because he has a grandmother that is Isangoma. So she had a dream about him and was just like, my boy, this and this and this is going on.
Guys, Nizo Shoda.
What, John? Sicela ufone lo baba lo electric ikhishi iya bomba laphaka kama plaka la splaka ukona microwave niska nama fridge kia isiyatela singashona.
You know, from having the main or the wife or whatever she is texting you and saying please leave my man, you know, I would have been running. I would have been like, yo haibo, the fuck, to having a whole tito. Oh my goodness, guys, there's a lot of things that I'm willing to experiment on, you know. There's a lot of things I'm willing to take on. Black magic is tito, that's not one of them. Yo, I don't even know if you want a comment or a question or whatever. Like, I'm shook that you stood by your man. Yeah, I really do wish someone loved me as much as you loved Udedi. But good luck, and please don't forget to pray. It's very important, because as much as this lady put whatever strito on her man, she could definitely do that to you. You know, one day you leave a piece of clothing at the house or whatever, and she takes it and does funny things. So please, please, please be careful, and also pray. But yeah, guys, I'm actually a real coward, you know. If someone ever called me and said, "Hey, leave so and so," I'd be like, okay. Well, actually, no, I wouldn't. Thinking about my boyfriend, I would not, dude. If you try call me and tell me to leave my boyfriend, okay, let's meet up, let's go fight. Okay, maybe I wouldn't fight over a man, but maybe I would. No, I wouldn't fight over the man. I would fight over the disrespect of you calling me and saying that nonsense to me. Yeah, that's what I would fight you on, not the man. The man can, you can have the man, but you don't come and disrespect me. I don't deal with disrespect. Yeah. Next submission was a text. So it says, do you think dating for marriage puts too much pressure on a relationship in your early 20s, or it helps put structure and focus on the bigger picture of the relationship? Yeah, you said early 20s, so I definitely do believe that you are adding a lot of pressure. I mean, that's also around my age, so it is adding pressure. But I mean, if you do see something developing, then you shouldn't stop it from, like, you shouldn't stop yourself from trying to integrate your values into it. But yeah, like, off the bat, you shouldn't be dating people and looking for your husband and looking for your wife. And that's just because you're adding so much pressure. It's like even the counting. You see that counting of anniversaries, 1 year anniversary, 2 year anniversary. I do it obviously because it's a nice thing to achieve, but that thing does get to your head because now, oh my word, we are reaching 3 years. Surely this is it. Surely we are going to get married. And honestly, like, there's no formula. You guys can date 6 years and then in the seventh year you break up, and then they go and date someone for 2 months and they get married. So there's no formula. But also, don't just date someone who's careless. Don't date someone where you really do not see a future with them, because now you're playing around. You know, you're wasting your time. You're just... basically, it's like you are literally just passing time, and you never know, with you passing time, you could actually just be deterring your real person, because what if they're looking for you but they find you in a relationship so they never say anything, type of thing. But yeah, don't put too much pressure on yourself and be like, yo, this is my wife, this is my husband. But if you do see your relationship going there, then allow it, don't stop it.
Me being me, so I went through his phone, and I didn't go through every name. I just went for that specific name. And yo, as a solar, I went through the conversation, oh, lovey dovey, everything, oh babe, oh I love you. They were even talking about how when they're gonna sleep together, you know. And it was just, it was a mess. And then he explained to me, what umngane akhe ke ke manje ke nami ngangazi ukuthi ngizothina.
I don't know when we are going to stop checking phones. You know, whenever you check someone's phone, you literally always find what you're looking for. So just stop hurting yourself. But also shame. I also like Indaba. So like, if I have a feeling... trust me, I'm there. But also, it is very invasive, guys. Like, invasion of privacy. So we need to stop. We need to do better. But also, you know, it's hard to do better when you find what you're looking for. What else? What else did I want to say? I almost forgot. Yeah, also, that man is playing you. Like, there's no way that, you know, you should be chilled about someone's friend sexting them, because that's basically sexting. And also, guys, like, it's so easy to catch these things, you know. Sometimes you're not even looking through someone's phone, you're not searching for things. You can literally type babe on WhatsApp and so many things come up, and it's like, oh my gosh, if you're going to cheat, please just put in more effort. Like honestly, just put in more effort, clear the chat, or don't call them babe, or have a special pet name like baby or whatever, or baba or nana or whatever. Because when you use babe and you type I love you, obviously someone just grabs your phone, and you're, now I'm giving cheaters some tips on how to cheat. Let me stop there. But yeah, stop checking phones, because you will definitely find what you're looking for. But also, check that phone, sis. If you have some sort of feeling and you're feeling some sort of way, go for it, get your confirmation. But the thing is, now what? Now that you found what you found on the phone, now what? Because also, if you're going to confront someone about what's on their phone, you need to be able to do one of two things. Either you are leaving, or you are accepting what they're doing, you know. And I mean, you can give first chance, second chance. I promise you, you'll get up to eighth chance and you'll still be going through the same thing. So yeah, you need to decide, are you staying or what am I?
Dating is just, it's ups, it's downs, it's left, it's right. But at the end, I feel like if you're dating your best friend and you guys get along and all is cute, all is nice, and if you guys just communicate, I mean, all is good. So my relationship has been a roller coaster, but I honestly feel like it's been worth it because it's made me realize what type of person I really am. It's made me realize certain traits that I have that I still need to work on. Like, for instance, my anger and learning to forgive and learning to understand people's sides of the story, because something I used to fail. Also made me a very spiritual person. I've never prayed. Yo, it's made me fall in love with Jesus, you know, because I always fight for someone that I love. Guys, nothing good, and I'm not 20, but love is love, you know.
Don't undermine yourself, man. You definitely know what love is, even if you're 20. We literally know love from when we're like 5, if not even younger. But I definitely hear you. The ups and the downs do really create a relationship. I mean, I don't think equal relationship that's just smooth sailing from the word go. Obviously, we do go through different problems. Some people have financial problems. Other people have physical problems. Other people go through other things. So, yeah. But with you saying you have become closer to God and become so spiritual, I really do hope that it's because, you know, your person's also spiritual and you guys have a spiritual connection. Not that you have been tried and tested so much that you've had to lean to God and Jesus for your relationship. Because guys, I heard the whole voice note. I know that this person is talking about being cheated on repeatedly type of thing. So it really does suck, and it does harm you emotionally, mentally, psychologically when you've been cheated on so many times and you keep forgiving, because now you become dependent on the person because you don't see your life without them, so much that now your cries are happening on your knees. You are praying about it. So I'm all for praying for your relationship. Go for it. But now don't pray for someone to stay. Don't pray for someone to stop cheating, because that's something that they need to do. You know, yes, you can pray to God, but also speak to them. Tell them that, hey, ndoda, uyangilimaza. And obviously, they should know. So I don't even think you need to explicitly say it. Like, they should know. But, you know, there's no perfect relationship. I did say this. And what works for you and yours might not work for me and mine. So, you know, everyone must just do what works for them. But also just remember that if you are not feeling your thing, if you are not feeling like you are safe, there is always better out there. You just need to go looking, right? And I don't mean go looking whilst you're in a relationship. I don't mean go cheat. No, ma'am. No, sir. Please break up with your person and go find someone else. And I mean, it's easier said than done. Breaking up with someone you've dated for like 4 or 5 years is going to be hard. You are going to cry. You are going to miss them. But that's just because you guys have created routines around each other. But you know, ayikho into engapheli and ayikho into ekhlulayo. Like, there's no relationship that is so supreme that you will never be able to get over it. It'll be hard, but you'll find something else. You'll find someone else. So don't be afraid to take that leap. All right guys, thank you so much for listening in. I really do appreciate that you have reached this point of the podcast. If you resonated with any of the stories, if you would like to share any other comments or tips for the people who did submit, please do leave them in the comments. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you'd like to hear. I'm really down for the comments. I mean, there's no right answer. I'm no relationship expert, and I always say take everything I say with a pinch of salt. But I really am glad that you guys were able to talk to me. It's also really refreshing and also kind of scary learning some of the things that other people are going through. I'm wishing you all love and light and strength. But y'all just remember why you guys started. Remember why you are in those relationships. It's because you love the person. And if the love is running out, then you need to leave. And remember, love is not like liking. I always say that I would rather like my partner than love them. Because when you like someone, you like their personality, you like who they are, what they stand for. Whereas love like fluctuates. You know, one day you are so in love with your person, the next day you hate them because they throw their clothes on the floor, or they leave, they don't use a coaster when they're drinking something. So, you know, love does fluctuate. Whereas if you like someone, you just like who they are. You know, you remove the sexual part, you remove the relationship part, you just like the person. And that's really important, because liking someone and loving someone isn't the same. And you can survive a relationship if you like your person throughout. Like, even when we're fighting, I still like you. Even when we're fighting, I still like the person you are. But love, I love you, guys. I love you. And that's why every single day you have to decide, Uti, I still love this person. I still want to be with them. So just keep that in mind. But also, we are young. Oh my goodness. Why do I sound like I'm talking to a bunch of 30-year-olds who just got married? Sibancane, guys. So with that, as much as love is amazing, also, if you're loving asasebenzi, just leave. You know, it is definitely okay to leave. We are young. You do not want to find yourself stuck in a relationship. And now suddenly at 29, 30, you are panicking because you hate your person, or your person is not doing the things that you want to be done. You know, some people want to get married, but your partner is not proposing, or when you try to propose, he says no. Okay, now what? It's over, babes. Move on. Find someone else. You know, so make sure that your goals are still intact, and make sure that you put yourself above him or her or whoever you are with. Never ever feel like you are dependent on them. It's okay to need them, but it's not like your life will stop if you guys are no longer dating. Do not put yourself in that situation. You are so much more than your relationship. Make sure you have friends. Make sure you have other people that you can talk to. Make sure that you are not socially isolated, you know, because that's how abuse happens. Because your partners can socially isolate you. So you go through all of this abuse not knowing that, oh my word, this is not normal. You know, your partner not allowing you to have social media, that's not normal. You know, your partner is not your parent. And as soon as you can't really see the line between your partner and your parent, then usenkingeni, because kanti ujola nobani we ma top 7. All right, guys, I love you all, and I really do hope to see you guys on the next podcast. I think it's going to be about confidence, but I'm not really sure. So just stick around, follow me on Instagram, check out my Twitter, whatever you want to do, and I'll probably tell you what I'll be talking about next, just so that you guys can also send me some of your submissions. Thank you so much for listening. I really do hope this was enjoyable. Yeah, bye-bye.
You are listening to Ask Miss K.